Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence a sharing on interpersonal skills.
奉圣灵，我们今晚上来学习有关于人际这种关于人际交通方面的这个技巧。
Before we go into that, let's backtrack a little bit for counselors, counseling.
让我们稍微再提一下有关于这个辅导的事情。
Actually, there's different, there's much more things we have to learn about counseling.
当然对辅导我们有很多的需要讨论的内容。
So for sure, 1 hour is definitely not enough.
当然一个钟头的时间没有办法能够涵盖
for example,
这么多的层面。
We do not cover, as a counselor, what kind of virtue should we have?
那么作为一个辅导员他的这个关于他的灵性方面他的这个道德方面的条件当如何。
And we also do not cover confidentiality.
我们也没有提到作为一个辅导员那么对别人的他的这个师级的这个事情需要注意的这方面。
And also we did not cover on, transfer. I mean, transfer this counselee, these members to someone else, right? We didn't cover that either.
我们也没有说如果要我们也没提到说把这个被辅导的人比如说要转到另外一个人去辅导。
And the last thing we should cover is self as a counselor. What can we do to stay healthy and not be drawn?By the members to share us with all the garbage they want to share with us.
那么作为一个辅导员我们要如何具有什么样的态度而不会被这些被辅导的人所带给我们这种种种的问题而有所这个困扰而最后会陷下去。
And when can we be sympathetic to the, to the members and when can we just tell them very straightforward, right? All these things.There's so many other things we need to cover, but we just don't have the time to do it.
因为时间的关系，我们没有办法能够涵盖这么多的层面。
And also now let's go to interpersonal skills.
对人际的这沟通的这个一些技巧这一方面的课题。
I think being Asian, this is one thing that we lack the most in our church.
我想在教会里面，作为大部分的亚裔，这是我们所缺少的部分。
Of course, maybe in our countries, we don't really need too much interpersonal skills.
也许在我们自己的这个祖国里面，自己的家乡里面，我们不需要做这种人际的沟通的事情。
For example, if I was in Cambodia.
比如说我以前在柬埔寨
When I walk by an older person
我如果就是经过一个长者的旁边
All I need to do is like this and I just walk by, I don't need to say anything、right?
我只要跟他鞠躬然后我就走过去了我什么话都不用说
Then when I see older people who's part of my family all I need to do is raise my hand up is like this, right? And that's all I need to do, I don't need to say anything
那么如果有长者到我家里面来拜访的话那么我就合十作揖就是作为一种礼貌性的接待我什么话不用说
But in the Western culture, it's very different
可是西方里面的西方人的礼节确实不一样
the way we interact with people and the way the skill we use are very different from that of Asian countries
那么对西方的国家里面的这种种的这个的礼节所谓待人接物是非常的不一样。
For example, when we speak to a person here, we must look at them in the eye.
那我们在美国跟人讲话，要看着人的眼睛，就是要有用目光的接触。
If we don't do this, this means actually we are not polite.
我们跟人家说话的时候，如果没有目光的接触，就是相当的没有礼貌。
But as Asian, actually, when we talk to a person, we look at them in the eye. Actually, this all is not polite.
可是，在亚洲的社会里面，你如果跟别人有目光接触的说话，或许就是不这么礼貌。
So interpersonal skill actually is in this country.
那么，所以我们今天所讲的是在美国的关于这个人际沟通的这的一些的这些技巧。
And the first thing we need to do, actually, we need to smile when we talk.
首先，我们别人说话的时候，我们要面带笑容，就是面带微笑。
Sometimes when we talk to a person they have no smile on their face at all, it's very difficult to talk to them.
一个人就是说讲话都就任何笑容都没有的人，我们觉得跟这种人说话非常的困难。
Because smiling is reflecting what's inside of us.
因为这个面带笑容可以表现一个人的内心里面的感受。
I can never see a person who's so upset and then they smile at the same time, right? It's impossible.
我从来没见过一个人内心非常的痛苦，可是却能在脸上笑出来。
Yeah, that they are very good faker.Or they can pretend.
那么除非他们能够装得那么像。
But anyone that we interact with, actually, if a person smiles a lot, people would love to, were drawn to that person.
Yeah, 也就是说，一个经常面带微笑的人，那么也就能够吸引更多的人愿意跟他来这个交谈。
Because Few people want to be around someone who is always down in the dumps, right?
我们不愿意，就是说一个经常给人感到很沮丧的人，是没有人愿意跟他有更多的接触。
And we must do our best to be friendly and upbeat with our brothers and sisters.
所以我们要跟那个跟这个弟兄姐妹们在一起的时候，那么我们用带来更多的喜乐跟这个这个友善。
And maintain a positive, cheerful attitude about life and church.
所以我们要要保持一个非常这个正面的带着这个喜乐的这种的心的态度关于这个我们的生活在外或者教会里都是一样。
Because the positive energy will radiate, will draw others, you know, to us.
一个非常正面态度的人能够散发出这样子的这个力量出来，使人能够来就近他。
But of course, it's not easy.
当然，这样做是非常的不容易。
Especially when you have a bad day at work.
就比如说，我们今天这凡事都很不顺利。
We had to come to service that night.
我们在工作上遇到很大的困扰，可是我们却要来教会里面来证道。
Maybe we just argue with our spouse or with our family, then we have to come to church.
或者是我们在家里面刚刚跟我们的配偶或者家人吵过一架，那我们到教会来。
Then people expect us to be, you know, smiling and all these things.
那么人别人就希望我们能够还要面带笑容。
That's why our family life, our life at home will reflect how we act in the public.
所以我们在家庭生活里面所遭遇到的，那在外我们就会能够就会反映出来。
You know, my wife, actually, this one is not one of her gifts, right? My wife, smiling.
我的太太这个面带微笑。似乎不是他的专长。
Because I remember when you first came to know Jesus Christ, all the sisters were so afraid of her, right?
我还记得我们当初来慕道的时候，教会所有的姐妹们都很怕她。
Because she grew up in the inner city area.
因为她住在比较城市的地方。
So that inner the environment shaped her personality.
因为在。
The environment in the city shaped her personality.
因为他的这个生活的环境里面，使人就是说等于受到一种包围起来。
So quite often in the city, can be going around smiling, right? Because you can get beat up, right?
这个城市里面，你如果要说，所以你要这个要是就笑的，常常面带笑容的话，有时候会惹来麻烦。
So you got to look tough, right?
所以在这个城市里面，你就要表现出非常的这严肃。
And but for me, I'm just the opposite, right?
对我来说，确实刚好相反。
I'm always smiling.
我经常面带微笑。
When we're swimming in Hawaii under the water, right? Sister take picture of me. I'm still smiling under the water, right?
甚至我在这个游水的这用的时候，在水底下有姐妹替我照张相，那我还面带笑容。
And my wife often asks me, Rudy, don't you get tired from smiling?
我太太常问我说，那你这样经常面带笑容，会不会觉得很疲倦？
Actually, a lot of time I don't know that I'm smiling.
其实很多时候我都不知道我自己在微笑。
I mean, I don't want to smile under the water because the water going to my mouth, but I can't help it, you know?
Yeah, 我并不是要在水里微笑，只是因为这个水进到我的口里面，使我不得不这样。
But of course, we must when we smile, we must be sincere. We can't be faking it, right?
当然，我们这个面带微笑是要很真诚的，不能装出来。
So my wife, this is one of the goals she wants to reach. Actually, at work, she wants to smile more.
所以这就是我太太要学习的功课，要常常的、经常的面带笑容。
Not because you're unhappy.
并不是说她这个心里不高兴。
Sometimes it's just part of your personality.
这是有时是人的个性。
So, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you're in a bad mood or you're grouchy.
并不是说你这今天情绪很不好，所以才脸就是面带怒容。
But when people do not know us,
当别人还对我们不那么熟悉的时候，
and we never smile,
我们却从来不带微笑。
No one wants to speak a person who never smile.
那么一个总是面带怒容的人，是人家是不会跟你来说话。
That's why I was thinking about Jesus' ministry for the 3 years.
所以我在想到主耶稣基督在传福音的那三年多里面。
I can't picture Jesus smiling too much, right?
我没法想象主耶稣基督常常笑得很多。
I'm trying to find somewhere in the gospel where Jesus preached the gospel and smiled. I cannot find anything.
可是我没办法从圣经上找到直接主耶稣基督在传福音的时候却面带笑容的这个的证据。
But the Bible mentioned he wept twice.
但圣经上却提到说他两次哭了。
But smiling, I haven't found anywhere.
但圣经上没有记载主耶稣基督这个有面带笑容或者笑的这个的记载。
Because smiling actually reflects that inward person.
那么笑容，那这笑容是一个人的这个内在的一个表现。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书
chapter 4. Excuse me.Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to verse 7.
腓立比书的第四章 verse 4 to 7. 第四节到第七节
verse 4.
第四节
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7.
第七节,
and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
第四节,你们要靠主常常喜乐,我再说,你们要喜乐,当叫众人知道你们谦让的心,主已经尽了,应当一无挂虑,只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢,将你们所要的告诉神,神所赐出人意外的平安,必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
We can see that Paul encouraged the member to rejoice in the Lord always.
所以保罗在勉励信徒要经常的喜乐。
Then he said, I will say again, rejoice.
我再说你们要喜乐。
And when we smile, this is to show the inward person that we are rejoicing in the Lord.
所以我们在面带笑容的时候是我们内在的一种表现。
And when we smile, we let the people know that we are gentle and kind.
我们在面带笑容的时候让知道我们是这样的这个 温柔和慈祥。
When we smile, we show that we have no anxiety inside our heart.
我们心里面没有任何的挂虑。
Because when we smile, we always put our worries and concern to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在面带微笑有喜乐的时候，是把我们的忧愁交给主耶稣基督。
And when we smile, also reflect the peace and joy that we have in God.
我们面带笑容的时候，是表现出我们在主里面的平安跟喜乐。
And we should smile.
我们应该要经常面带微笑。
We have every reason in the world to smile.
我们在世界上有很多的事情可以让我们来面带笑容。
So that's why when we come to church.
所以我们到教会里面来。
This is a great interpersonal skill.
这是一个非常重要的这人际这个关系的技巧。
When we smile, people will be drawn to us.
当我们面带笑容的时候，别人也会跟我们一样。
Actually, for me, I never use a smile too much.
其实我用笑容的这个技巧
Because I was always angry before.
我过去非常的妒忌。
I guess nowadays I make up all my anger from the past that by smiling now.
现在我就把过去的都放掉了，而经常面带笑容。
But sometimes I also can get very grouchy.
有时候我也会感到很愁烦。
And when I get grouchy, I know my nieces and my nephew they just stay away from me.
我有时候面带这种 怒容的时候，那我那些侄女啊、外甥女呢，就对我就敬而远之。
And I pray to God, I hope I don't feel this way too often.
我希望我不要有这种的面带怒容的这个心情。
Because I want to spend time with my niece and my nephew.
因为我要跟我的那些侄儿啊、外甥女经常在一起。
So smiling is really a big help for us.
所以面带笑容对我们来讲是有很大的帮助。
And be appreciative.
要能够经常带这种说感谢的话。
And it's also one of the interpersonal skills.
这是人际沟通一个很重要的一个条件。
So find one positive thing about everyone in church and let them hear.
在教会里面，那么有讲到一个非常正面的这个事情，让每个人都知道。
And be generous with praises and kind words of encouragement.
我们要能够非常的这种开放的来这个讲这种。 称赞的跟这种慈爱的话来彼此勉励。
I remember one time my sister she wore really you know her, the sweater was pretty nice.
有时候一个姐妹她穿的那个衣服非常的好。
So my wife and I share with her, wow, your sweater looks very nice on you.
因为她穿的这个衣服非常的好，我们就跟她讲这种称赞的话。
And for the next four Sabbath, I think she wore the sweater.
所以继续她就穿这个衣服，因为别人对她的衣着非常的称赞。
Why? Because she feel good, right? She feel good when we say something that positive about her.
所以我们对一个人最正面的给你正面的评价，那么这个称赞的时候，那对这个人有非常有正面的回应。
And this is very true when we see our brothers and sisters.
我们这个跟弟兄姐妹们在一起是非常的重要。
Find something that is nice and what they have, you know, how they look and how they hear look. Of course, brothers and sisters, we should not do this kind of stuff too often, right?
当然弟兄姐妹们彼此之间有些事情是应该要注意的。
Of course, there's a misunderstanding between, right? So just stick with brothers and brothers and sisters.
所以就是说，男女之间有一种彼此之间的这种。 称赞有时候要需要注意，但是男的跟女的之间很正面的来称赞别人，应该是没有问题。
Especially when we are council members.
尤其是教会的负责人。
Because we always have to deal with members.
因为教会的负责人经常跟这个信徒有这种沟通。
So whatever they do, you know, in church and stuff, we must be very appreciative to them.
他们在教会所做的事情，我们要能够讲这种感谢的话。
Because when we say thanks to them, of course, even though we know that God will reward them, but it's also good for us to show this kind of encouragement and stuff like that for our, to the members.
我们固然知道啊，神会在另外的啊来这个回报他们。可是我们对别人所做的事情，我们讲一句感谢的话，对别人来说是有很大的正面的鼓励。
Because if we let others people know that they are appreciated, they want to give us their best, and this is very true.
啊，如果我们跟别人跟他说这种感谢的话，那别人就能够把啊这个更好的。来回应出来。
For example, when I'm talking to my nephew,
有时候我跟我的那个侄儿
every time he does something, I always say, "Wow, you're doing such a good job."
每一次他做了一件事情，我跟他说，你做得非常的好。
Why? Because compared to his age, yes, he's doing a good job.
那么从他的年龄来看，他的确做得很好。
But I realize the next time he does the thing, and then he will do it better.
我也发现到，你给他这种正面的一种称赞和鼓励，他下次就会做得更好。
So we appreciate the things that people do for us.
所以我们对别人的做的事情要给予正面的就回应跟鼓励，甚至说这感谢的话。
Let's see the book of Romans. Romans.
我们看一下罗马书
，Chapter 16.
罗马书的第十六章
，Verse 3 to verse 16.
第三节到十六节。
Actually, we don't have too much time to read all of it, but you can see Paul, he really appreciates what the members have done for him.
我们虽然没有时间读这一段圣经，我们可以看出保罗对他们所做的肯定给予他们的这个赞许。
Especially toward Priscilla and Aquila.
尤其是对百居拉和雅居拉。
So in verse 3, he said, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus."
所以第三节说，问百居拉和雅居拉安。他们在基督耶稣里与我同工。
If I was Aquila, I would feel very good.
我若是亚居拉的话，我心里会感到非常的感谢。
Because Paul is the chosen workers of God.
因为保罗是神所拣选的工人。
And he's a mighty worker of God.
那么他是有那么有能力的工人。
But he said to Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers.
可是他尚且说，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工。
So this means he really appreciated Aquila and Priscilla.
所以可以说他非常的感谢百居拉和亚基拉的工作，亚基拉的这种奉献，而且也肯定他们的工作。
And why are they fellow workers of him?
为什么他们是保罗的同工呢
？Just like Paul risked his life for our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像保罗为自己的命而牺牲。
And then Paul is said verse 4, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
因为他们也同样的。为了这个圣工，将自己的景象置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
You can see that Paul really acknowledged the hard work they have done, not only for him but also for God.
所以我可以看出保罗非常的肯定，而且感谢他们所做的工作。
And that's why in verse 5 we continue. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is first fruit of Achaia to Christ.
还有接着说，又问着他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他是在亚细亚，是归基督初结的果子。
You can see, right, from verse 3 to verse 16, Paul really acknowledged and give encouragement how hard his co-workers work side by side with him.
我们可以看到，从第三节到第十六节里面，保罗对这些所有的这些工人说出感谢的话，给予他们肯定，给予他们多方的鼓励。
But sometimes we have the wrong concept.
有时候我们会有一种错误的这个认识。
If we encourage a person or we say something nice about this means maybe we're afraid we're gonna make them proud.
有时候我们会想说，我们给他肯定，给予称赞他们的话，他们会变成很骄傲。
Actually, it shouldn't be like this.
实际上是不应该如此的。
Because when someone do something good to serve God, we must give them a pat in the back, right? Just tell them praise and thank God that you have this kind of gift.Or you can be able to do this for God.
所以我们当别人在有些事情上能够有为主来做出某种工作有正面的果效的时候，我们应该对他说很感谢神啊！你有这样的恩赐，能够完成这样的工作。
And try this next time.
所以我们下次以后我们可以如此尝试去做。
Just show our appreciation to those who work with us.
我们对别人所做的工作的果效，应该给予正面的肯定，甚至可以说感谢的。
Even though it's only one word per week, right, on a Sabbath, something nice about that person, about individual, you can see they will feel very good about themselves.
我们只是。就算是一个星期，我们对只讲这一次，可是我们对别人说很感谢啊，这种肯定的话，对他来讲都有非常大的造就。
Of course, sometimes say, "Oh, God will take care of them, right?"
有时候我们只会有时候我们只是这样想说、啊、神会照顾他们，神会看顾他们。
God will bless them.
啊，神会祝福他们。
But what's wrong for us as brothers and sisters to encourage one another like?
那么我们用一种感谢的话，用肯定的话来啊、来这个鼓励他们，又有什么错呢
？As council members,
作为教会的负责人
，How many times did anyone ever come up and say something nice to you?
那么在有曾几何时，有人会对你们所做的事情啊、给予正面的肯定跟感谢呢？
I think very few times.
我想很少。
But we should, as council members, should encourage one another.
所以教会的负责人也应该彼此用这样的态度来互相的勉励，互相的鼓励。
Throughout the whole Bible, Paul always encouraged his fellow workers.
其实我们看到整本的圣经里面，保罗经常的来啊、来勉励啊、说感谢，来肯定他的同工。
To acknowledge what they have done for the Lord is good.
那么对他们所做的，对主所做的奉献，对所做的侍奉，给予肯定。
And another thing, we also must pay attention to others.
我们还对别人的要特别的留心。
Sometimes when we come to church, right, like just Pastor Cho shared with us earlier that we come to church after the church, we just take off. We don't say hi and hello to any.
就好像今天早上，今天这个周传道讲的，有些人到教会里面来，完了一散会就像一溜烟的不见了。
And then we expect to be a family.
那么我们希望说，我们常常说这是一个家庭，同一个家人，在家里的家庭里的人。
For example, when we have children.
比如说我们有孩子
When they are young, they always call us like Mom, Dad, Mom, Dad all the time.
我们在孩子还小的时候经常会叫爸爸会叫妈妈
And we never pay attention to them.
我们如果对他们都不关心的话
And then when we get older,
当我们年长
We want to communicate with them.
我们跟孩子们想要沟通
They do not want to communicate with us.
他们会不理睬我们
Why? Because if we never pay attention to them, how do we want them to pay attention to us?
我们如果忽略或者忽视我们自己的孩子那么等我们年长以后要孩子们再来关怀我们的时候又如何能够办得到呢
The same thing with church members.
同样的
We must pay attention to one another.
我们对彼此之间应该互相的关怀应该彼此的留意
Observe what's going on in their members' lives.
所以我们要观察下位信徒里面的这个日常生活
Acknowledge their happy milestone. Express concern and sympathy for difficult situations.
他们有任何的、有建立新的这个、有这种、有什么快乐的事情的时候我们要同样的回应跟他们同喜乐那在他们有困难、或者是、有种种问题的时候我们也要同样的表现出关怀、跟这个同情。
I think for me as a minister, this is one of the saddest things that I feel. I don't pay enough attention to members.
作为一个传道人，这方面也许是我缺少的。我对信徒的关怀做的还是不够。
Because I'm never around long enough to be able to develop that kind of great relationship.
因为我在教会里面的时间没有这样长，所以没有办法能够跟信徒们建立起这样深厚的、这个的友谊。
And sometimes when members are in need, I'm not there.
当信徒有需要的时候我又不在
when sometime when they feel happy, I'm not there.
当信徒感到 很高兴的时候能要我又没有办法跟他们同喜乐
of course it goes the same for my family.
同样的对我的家庭也是对我家人也是一样
but we as brothers and sisters in church
在教会里面弟兄姐妹们
we always going to see each other on Sabbath
我们至少在每个礼星期六每个安息日我们大家见面
and as council members you always going to be here you know, most of the time.
那么而教会的负责人也经常会在教会里面。
So it's only right that we pay attention to the members and their concern and their worries.
所以教会的负责人要对教会的信徒、应该有所关怀要了解他们的生活。
Let's go to Acts chapter 6.
我们看使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
第一节到第四节。
Let's start reading from verse 1.
我们从第一节读起。
Now in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrew by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
第六节、第一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
You can see this was a complaint from the Jews, the Jews speaking Greek, right? The Greek speaking Jews.The Greek speaking Jews, yes.
No.
Jews speaking Greek. It's the same thing, right? I'm saying. Okay, one of those things. The Jews speaking Greek, the Hellenists, right?
在那时候有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言。
So when they complain, you can see the disciple, right? Right away, they want to take care of the situation.
那么当他们有这种事情有怨言的时候，这些使徒、十二使徒马上 就绝杀到了。
Because of this, they subdue this difficult situation.
对他们来讲，这他们面临，因为这些人有相当的困难。
So that's why we have good relationship with one another.
也就是说，可以看出来，他们跟信徒有非常好的关系。
We really pay attention. If one day when we come to church, one brother or sister is in a bad mood, we really can see. We just go up to say hi to them. Then they will know that wow, we really paying a close attention to them.
我们如果对信徒经常有关怀的话，那么我们就会很容易觉察到，如果有一天，某人心情很不好，我们就可以过去。去招呼他
Just like with my nieces and nephew.
就好像我的侄儿跟我的外甥女一样
When I'm at home, everything they do, I will know.
他们甚至我不在家，他们的一切的言行我都知道
Because sometimes they're surprised. Hey, uncle, how do you know that, right?
他们有时候就觉得很惊讶。那你人不在家里面，又怎么知道家里是发生一些事情呢
Actually, when they say that to me, I realize that no, they just saying.Thank you, Uncle, for paying attention to us.
Yeah, 那么他们实际上他们的意思是非常感谢我能对他们有如此的关怀。
Because sometimes right in a bad mood, sometimes no, my niece and nephew they in a bad mood.
有时候我的那个侄儿侄女们他们的情绪很不好。
I always can tell.
那我都可以觉察到。
Because I observe them very closely.
因为我对他们有非常这个深入的观察。
And you know, right now we have 9 women in the house, right? My house, there's 9 women, right?
我现在我的家里面有
Oh, I'm sorry, 8 women. I forget my nephew, my father and I, right? Yeah, the 8 women.
我现在我家里面有八位姐妹
And the thing is, you know, yeah, and you know, when it comes to the time of the month, they're all very grouchy, right?
I'm the one?
Okay, maybe I try in a way that the thing is, right?The women have their monthly thing, right? And sometimes because they stay with one another for a long time, they all become very grouchy, right?
因为女性的生理上的问题哈，所以有时候她们就变成会情绪会情绪很不稳。
It should be very simple. But why do I share this? Because when I see this, I know I must know, you know, try to, you know, make things funny, right? Might make the situation better, right? Because if not, everybody will argue with one another. This is the truth.
因为这是实际上这种生活上的问题这是人生理上的问题因为有时候会这样子会造成情绪的这个的不稳定
Why do I care?
为什么我关心他们呢
Because we are a family
因为我们是一家人
Just like in church, right?
就像在教会里面一样
Some members are always in a bad mood, right? Maybe something's going wrong with their home, this and that We must understand what's going on in their lives
有时候发现到某人的情绪很不好或许在家里发生什么事情造成他的这个情绪上的很不稳定
If we are council members
作为教会的负责人
We have no idea what's going on with the members If we a council member, we have no idea what's going on with the.
如果教会的职务员对信徒所发生的事情都不知道的话
，then we really not doing our duty.
那么我们就没有尽到作为教会职务员的责任。
And the only way we can understand what's going on is by paying attention to the other, to the members.
也只有我们对每个信徒能够观察入微的话，我们才能知道他们的情况。
We also need to practice active listening.
我们也要能够实行非常正面的、积极的这个来听别人所讲的事情。
To actively listen is to demonstrate that we intend to hear and understand other people's point.
我们要能够很正面的去来听而且了解别人的这个想法。
When we do counseling,
我们作为如果做辅导的工作
，Actually, if we want to be a great counselor, all we need to do is practice active listening.
那么要作为一个非常好的这个辅导员，就要能够来实行非常积极的而且来正面的听，积极的来听别人所说的。
Because most of the time, the person who come to us for counseling, they already know the answer to their problems.
有时候这些被辅导的人已经知道这个答案了。
But they just want someone to listen to them.
有时候他们要别人来听他们所讲的，
所发表的。So all we need to do is just lend our ears, right? Maybe for 30 minutes.For an hour, maybe sometime for 2 hours, but you know this is what we must do.
所以有时候你就要侧耳来仔细听或许是30分钟或者更长的时间他们所说的话。
Because, for example, when I talk to my wife, for example,
比如说我跟我的太太在交谈
，and almost every time she says something to me, I always repeat back to her.
那么她所说的我都会重复一次。
Then of course she knows that I'm listening to her.
那么我重复她所说的话，就表示让她知道说我有仔细在听她所说的。
Because when I restate the things.To her that she had mentioned, this means she, if, without me listening, I cannot restate all those things that she might mention.
所以我重复所讲的话，就表示说我又仔细在听她所说的。
So the same thing with church members.
对教会里面的信徒之间也是如此。
Maybe we ask them how are you this, you know, maybe today, right? Sabbath day, we ask them how are you.
比如说在星期几啊，安息日我们问啊、问某人说你好吗？
And they tell us, oh, you know, last week I bought my car to get service, and this, you know, this mechanic tried to, you know, gouge me, right, and tried to take advantage of me.
啊、那他跟你说我这个上个星期我把车子送去修理，那么这个这个车厂啊、那么刮了我很多的钱。
And maybe next week we just follow up, right? To say, yo, how is your car, right? What's going on?
啊、那么再隔一个星期，也许我们要再问跟进的问一下说，那你的车子现在怎么了？
But most of the time we forget about, you know, we ask this kind of question to members.
可是我们往往就忘了过去啊、就上个星期啊、别人跟我们说的话。
So if we forget this mean indirectly we tell them actually we didn't hear a word they said right from last week.
那么我们如果就说忘了他所说的话，也就间接的告诉别人说我不记得你上次跟我讲了什么东西。
Especially when they ask us some, when they tell us some personal issues.
尤其是他告诉你他有关于个人的事情。
And it's a time to really develop good relationship with them.
也就这个机会，我们跟他们之间能够建立好的人际的关系。
Because they don't go to everyone to share their personal issue.
因为他不是会跟每一个人啊来分享他的问题。
But if you don't take the time, like this kind of time to develop a relationship, then we can never ever develop a good relationship with them.
如果我们不用这样的机会、跟他们建立起这样的关系，那我们 又要在什么时候跟他们能够、建立这样的关系呢？
Even sometimes members come to us and say, oh, you know, my dog is sick.
有时候甚至有人跟你讲说我的狗生病了。
Maybe to us, hey, what is the big deal? Why do you have to tell me your dog is sick?
也许 你觉得说这有什么大不了的事情，狗生病就生病了吗？
Maybe we have no one to talk to.
因为他没有人可以去倾诉这个事情。
But if we are there to listen to this,
但是我们如果有耐心的来听他所讲的，
we speak to them.
下一次我们再跟他说话。
If we just ask them, how is your dog?
我们再问他说你的狗现在怎么样了？
I'm sure they really can appreciate this kind of relationship.
他们会非常的感激、啊、那么你对他这样的关怀。
And bring people together.
把人然后聚在一起。
So when we talk about interpersonal relationship, this is one of the things that we must do. When people are in, divided, we must try our best to bring them together.
那么我们要做一个和事佬，在教会里面如果有纷争的话，我们要把人都能够凝聚在一起，能够把人都能够、这和平共处的生活在一起。
So we must create an environment that people really can、you know,We have to create an environment to encourage people to work together.
所以我们要制造一个环境来鼓励所有的人都能够和平共处。
And as council members, very important, we don't try to show favoritism. This is very important.
所以作为教会的职务员，不可以对人有任何的偏袒。
Because when we show favoritism, this means we're dividing, right? We are taking side for the,we take a side on which members we like more.
我们如果有这种偏袒的事情，就会使人觉得说我们喜欢某些人，不喜欢某些人。
And avoid talking about members behind their back.
那么我们尽量避免在背后说人的闲话。
And of course, if some members, you know, suggest something to us as council members, should do this, we should do that. If we say yes, we'll think about it. This means we must have a follow up in the future.
那么如果别人给我们什么什么的建议什么之类的事情的时候，我们需要做这个跟进。
Because sometimes as council members, maybe some members suggest us maybe we should do this, should do that. We're like, okay, we're gonna bring up to the council, and then we never ever bring it up to them again. This means we just saying for them to shut up, right? That we will do it. But if we the following week we come back and give them the, you know, the result, then they know that we are truly taking their opinion, you know, into our heart, right, to consider.
比如说、信徒让我们、向职务会建议什么事情，那么我们、就把他的意见我们提到职务会去，那么在下来的日子我们告诉他说，哎，我们的这个进展如何。如果我们没有这样做的话，只是我们把他的嘴堵住了，可是我们没有传达他的意见。
And another thing, we should never ever, you know, betray someone's trust. This is very important.
很重要的是我们不要失去别人、对我们的信实。
Maybe it takes 3 years to develop a great relationship.
就是说，也许我们需要三年时间建立起人际的关系。
It takes only a moment to, you know, if something happened and they don't trust us anymore, actually it takes us only about 1 day, right, to destroy all the relationship that we have built.
可是在一刻之间，我们可以失去别人。
对我们的信任。
So this means we must be careful in everything that we do.
所以我们每一样所做的事情，我们都要非常的谨慎。
We must try our best to bring people together.
所以我们要很重要是把人都能够凝聚在一起，能够使人能够和平共处。
And be that peacemaker that God wants us to be.
所以就是我们要做一个和平的人。
But of course, not every one of us have this kind of gift.
当然不是每个人都有这样的恩赐。
But those of us who have this kind of gift, we must utilize it.
所以如果有这样恩赐的人啊，能够做一个和平的人，就要尽量发挥啊你的恩赐。
But the more gift that we have pertain to interpersonal skill, for sure the church will be at peace.
啊，如果我们能够这样子的做一个和平的人的话，那么教会啊就能够出现更加的和谐。
Actually, we should take a step beyond just bringing people together.
我们要更进，除此以外，我们要更进一步的，只是我们要更进一步的去做，不单单是做一个和平的人，把人的凝聚在一起。
We must be a person who resolve conflicts.
我们要能够做一个排难解纷的人。
Because when situation arise in you know, between members, you know we must be the one there to try to resolve it.
所以，当然有任何人之间有这种争执事情的时候，我们要能够去解决问题，要能够替人排难解纷。
And if members have problem, it's very important for us to sit them down so we can talk to both of them.
所以，当两方面两造之间有问题的时候，很重要是他能够坐下来把这个问题解决。
Because sometimes we don't do it right away, and the situation will increase.Become worse.
如果不能够及时的、有效的去解决的话，只有造成这问题越来越严重。
And we must communicate clearly what we want to say.
那我们在说话的时候，我们要能够很清楚的来表达。
I think this is one of the things. It's not my gift, right?
这或许不是我的恩赐。
Every time I try to explain something to my wife, I always confusing her.
尤其是每天我跟我太太讲传达一些什么信息的时候。都会造成很大的这个混乱。
Especially, you know, if I try to explain a direction or something like that, or explain something about something, I can never do it very clearly.
比如我向大家说明什么方向呢，给任何指示的时候，我常常就是说得很不清楚。
So she always tell me, Vudi, you know, you are so bad, and you know, trying to clear your thoughts right to other people.
所以她跟我讲说他说武道啊，你常常就是把你的这个想法跟别人说的时候，常常讲得不清不楚。
And she's right.
他说的是对的。
Of course, for me, sometimes I think, you know, I think that in my mind I'm very clear, right? But when I speak out, it confuses everybody, right?
我常常是觉得我的头脑里面思维很清楚，可是我却拙于言辞，表达的不是很好。
When we try to communicate clearly,
所以我们要很清楚的能够来表达，跟别人来沟通。
We must pay close attention to what we say and how we say it. This is very important.
我们对我们所说的话要非常的留心要知道我们所讲的是什么。
Because a clear and effective communicator will avoid misunderstanding with members.
一个非常清楚跟有效的一个表达能够避免很多的这个误会。
Just like in Acts chapter 15.
就好像在《使徒行传》第十五章里面所讲的
，This when the you know the council in Jerusalem came together and talk about circumcision
啊，就是那个时候在耶路撒冷会议来讨论有关割礼的事情。
That was a big issue for them
啊，对他们来讲这是一个非常大的这个问题。
We can see when Peter spoke.
我们可以看到彼得是怎么说的。
And he spoke how God blessed the Gentile with the Holy Spirit.
他提到说，这个神也赐圣灵给外邦人。
And when Barnabas and Paul spoke,
当这个巴拿巴跟保罗发言的时候
，he talked about the miracles and signs follow them.
他们也继续提到说，那么这个神迹奇事怎么样随着他们
？Then when James spoke,
然后当雅各说发言的时候
，James make very clear this is.From the scripture, it's from the Bible according to God's will.
这是从圣经的，圣经上也是合乎神的旨意。
So Peter, right, he mentioned, of course, God's spirit, and then Paul and Barnabas mentioned the miracles and signs. Then James mentioned it's the word of God.
所以像彼得巴拿巴、保罗，一直到最后雅各说这是神的旨意。
So because of this, everyone can say amen to the situation and resolve it by concluding that.Yes, the Gentiles do not need to be circumcised.
因为他们所讲的这一切那么条理分明，言之成理，持之有故所以大家都能同一口说阿门。那么以后外邦人来信，就不需要再行割礼了。
And we also need to have sense of humor.
所以我们有时候我们说话也要带一点幽默。
Actually, it's very hard for me to find in the Bible like you know people who have sense of humor. It's not especially Jesus. I don't think he laughed too much. I don't know.
在圣经上当然我们没有、找到这个关于这个要需要幽默的的论据，当然像主耶稣就传福音的时候我们没有看到说他是面带笑容。
Actually, laughter is very good, right?、
Yeah, 所以这个笑、面带这个笑容，面带笑容是很重要的。
Because when someone is always very serious, it's very difficult to talk to that person.、
所以一个人经常这个面带笑容的话，可是一个总是一个人面带怒容的话、非常严肃的人的话，你觉得这种人很难跟他去沟通。
But a person who has this kind of gift,
如果有人有这样的恩赐
even they in a really bad situation, right? They can make, you know, make it not become so serious.
甚至在这个、非常非常、这种很严肃的、很这种紧张的情况之下，他能够把这个事情能够缓和下来。
So wherever they go, right?
不管他去哪里
，you can see they use their sense of humor to resolve or to dissolve the difficult situation they encounter.、
他们就带有这种稍微略带这种啊这种幽默的这个区分，就能够把很多的这种这个非常紧绷的。这个场面、能够把它缓和下来。
Of course, we should not be afraid to be funny or clever.、
所以我们有时候不需要、就是太在意说我们有时候 会有带一点、这个幽默跟滑稽，或者一点小小的冲突。
For me and my family, I always try to be funny.、
所以家庭里面有时候我就有时候稍微略带一些幽默 跟滑稽，还有用一点就小小的聪明。
But I've been with my wife for 16 years now. I say every joke I tell is so old already, right?
Yeah,
she doesn't laugh at my joke anymore.
因为当时我跟我太太结婚16年，那我所讲的笑话都已经是过时了，千篇一律。
And my nieces all say the same thing. Uncle, you say the same thing all the time, right?
我的那些侄儿都跟我讲说，你所说的这些笑话都是千篇一律。
So I have to go out and find some new jokes, so you know we can laugh about it.、Right?
所以我就必须要能够来发掘找新的笑话，来那个来使他们就说能使他们开怀大笑。
But actually, we still laugh.You know, a lot in the family.
所以家庭里面，当然我们家里面，我们还经常的这个大笑。
And the same thing when I see brother and sister in church laughing with one another.
所以在家里我们看到弟兄姐妹们有时在彼此大笑。
See, the sound of laughter is very beautiful.
那么这个笑声是非常的美丽。
Because when we laugh with one another, it tells a lot about our relationship with one another.
那么我们彼此能够这种用笑啊，那么这样子面带笑容在一起说话，那么可以。表现出彼此之间的这种感情的关系。
Because two people hate one another, they cannot laugh at one another.
如果两个人都是非常恨怨彼此，面就是说这个带有敌意的话，他们怎么能笑得出来呢
？Two people who divided, they cannot laugh at one another.
两个就是纷争的人，又怎么能够笑得出来呢
？Two people who do not laugh at one another, you cannot say they love each other.
一个彼此之间不能笑，就是不能面带笑容的人，又怎么说这个两个人是有爱在他们中间呢
？So that's why for us, if we have this sense of humor, if we have this kind of gift, we should bring it right to our brother and sister, allow one another to laugh and have fun with one another.
所以我们如果有这种，如果能有这种幽默感的人，能够把笑声、把笑容带到弟兄姐妹们的中间，那也是好的。
But this one, you know, being Asian is not easy for us.
对这个对亚洲人来说，这或许是很不容易的。
Because sometimes we don't have a serious face. This means, you know, maybe we're not too smart, right?
如果一个人没有表现出很严肃的脸孔，说人家会觉得说你这个人还不是很聪明。
If we always laughing around sense of humor, this means, you know, we don't take things too seriously.
如果一个人经常都是面带笑容，人家说这个人呢、好像很不严肃，对事情都是随随便便的。
For example, one time we had a seminar here.
有一次我们这边举行一个的研讨会。
I remember, you know, like, when I just came back from, I think, somewhere, and I share, like, yeah, I'm having so much, oh, in Australia. I came back from Australia, Hawaii, and things like that.
我记得那一次我是从这个澳大利亚跟这个檀香山回来。
Actually, even though I tried to make light of the trip I went to Australia, but I was sick for so many days. I had to be on antibiotic, right?
我提到说我在澳洲说那时候我人非常的不舒服，而且要吃抗生素。
So, but I tried to make, oh, I'm having so much fun. I ate crocodile meat, right? I had kangaroo meat, right? Of course, if I take it too seriously,It's hard for me to travel to different places.
Yeah, 那么我跟弟兄提到说，我吃鳄鱼肉，吃袋鼠肉。如果要是我说的非常非常严肃的话
，The same thing when I go to Africa.
就比如说我到这个非洲去。
Actually, if you take things too seriously, actually you cannot go over that one, you know, for that 5 weeks. You know, really, that 5 weeks would be like in hell if we take it so seriously.
如果我们要到非洲，那都是什么样都很严肃的话。那就过得真的像人间地狱一样。
But we must laugh about it.
所以我们需要那面带笑容，那么等于说用笑容，用这个笑这种幽默，就能够把一切的这种愁烦的事情化解掉。
And as council member, we must look at the from the members' side. This is very important.
另外一点很重要的，作为一个植物园，我们要能够设身处地的替别人去着想。
Okay, I guess I copy and paste the wrong thing, right? Yeah. So yeah, so in Luke, right, chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, this is talking about Mary and Martha.
在路加福音书的第十章的三十八节到四十二节里面，提到说这个马大跟玛利亚。
So when Martha complained,
当马大在向耶稣这个申诉抱怨的时候
，Jesus knows exactly what's going on inside her heart.
主耶稣基督马上知道他心里想的是什么。
So that's why he stated to Martha, Martha, you are worried about so many things.
那么主耶稣说，马大，马大，你为许多的事，思虑烦扰。
In other words, Jesus said, "Yes, I hear what you're saying to me."
我听见你所讲的了。
And I know where you're coming from.
我也知道你的这个来跟我说的这个原因。
But the reason you feel the way you feel because when you're serving, you're not serving with a sincere heart, right? A happy heart.
问题是说你在侍奉的时候，你心里没有带出一颗喜乐的心。
But Jesus have sympathy, right, with her and understand what kind of situation she going.
但是主耶稣基督哈，能够设身处地为她着想，能够很同情她。
Jesus does say, "Hey, stop complaining."
主耶稣并没有说你不应该来这个埋怨。
Because it's much easier for Jesus say, "Stop complaining," but this is not the right way to interact with Martha, Mary.
主耶稣基督当然可以很简单的说你不要来这个申诉来这个埋怨了，但是这不是一个很好的办法，那么做成这人际上的沟通。
And the same thing for us.
同样对我们来说。
Actually, sometimes when members talk to us, actually, we can tell them exactly what they need to do. We know the answer, but a lot of time we cannot just go straight there and tell them like that black and white because if they don't understand the answer, know the answer, then it's useless for us to tell them the answer.
所以有时候我们跟别人来跟我们来投诉什么事情的时候，讲些什么事情的时候，我们甚至已经知道答案要怎么已知道是答案了。可是我们如果是很直接的跟他这样去来讲，而他没有办法能够理解我们的答案跟方法的时候，我们这样讲也是白讲。
And don't complain.
不要埋怨。
Especially council members.
尤其是教会的职务员。
If we complain about the church, if we complain about members, if we complain about this, complain about that, no one wants to speak to us anymore.
我们如果对这个教会做很多的埋怨，很多的抱怨，对基督很多的抱怨，这样子的话，谁愿意来就近我们呢？
Especially when we do it regularly.
尤其是我们经常讲这种埋怨的跟抱怨的话。
So that's why we must be very careful.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
Because through our interpersonal skills, we can save people or we can allow people to leave the church.
我们借着人际的沟通，我们如果做得对，就能够使对别人有很大的造就；我们如果做得不对的话，就能够使人家跌倒。
And once again, we have only 25 minutes to go to a group discussion and sharing.
我们现在差不多只有25分钟的时间可以分组来讨论。
And you know, please discuss and share one by one the 10 ways to improve our interpersonal skills.
我们那么我们一条条来讨论关于这十个能够促成这个人际关系这个沟通改善的这个的要道。
And these 10 ways should be in your outline or your lecture notes.
这十点是应该是在我们各位所收到的那个讲义里面。
And maybe just talk about what is the negative and the positive side of these 10 ways.
那么这十个方法，这十个办法里，方法里面的这个优缺点是哪里呢？
And let's break to our group and 8:30 we'll come back and we will pray together conclude.
那么我们八点半回来，那么最后做结束的祷告。
Let's go to our group.
好，让我们现在分组讨论。